Time for today's No Sweat News, and we get to do Five Finger Death Punch tickets on Friday's quiz. So keep these in mind on this 420. We're going to start with the food food deals for 420.
Okay, oh, there we go.
I mean, it used to be this stuff was kept way in the background, right?
Yeah. You would just have to whisper, hey, happy 420, no, 420. Wink, wink.
And now...
Now it's national, now it's, well, now it's Main Street, now it's legal in New Jersey, baby.
Now it's French fry sales.
Yes.
It's all brought to you by Bally's Atlantic City. The slots, the new rooms, the new restaurants, table games, got to be 21 or over. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And here you go. It's a nice little wrap-up here of specials. If you partake, you might have some munchies. And here's what you can order from, because we do not encourage you to smoke and drive.
Okay.
All right? Still consuming and driving is quite dangerous.
Okay.
Wingstop is featuring a new blazed and glazed flavor.
Okay, blazed and glazed.
In honor of the, I assume the blazed and glazed refers to you and your eyes, but it also refers to their wings.
Okay, I like that so far.
Fat Burger is doing the OG Fat Burger for $4.20. And Del Taco is doing chicken cheddar rollers for the same price.
Okay, so 420 price points, yeah. I get it.
Jack in the Box has a $4.20 Pineapple Express milkshake.
Which Seth Rogen and the other one do not stand by.
That's right. He's got nothing to do with that.
They actually said, you know, we don't have any. The guys who are in Pineapple Express don't have anything
nothing
to do with
it. You would think they would have a trademark on it, but apparently not.
I guess not, yeah.
And then this one's grabbing headlines because Jimmy John's is running a promo called How High Are You? You go to get High with Jimmy John's. And it'll tell you whether you're not so high, you're kind of high, or you're really the highest.
Oh, I like that.
You can get 20% off your order, but it's not weed, it's your elevation. You type in your zip code,
yes,
your address, and if you're low elevation here in Jersey, you get a different discount if you're in Colorado.
Oh, I see. That's not
fair. Which elevation is much higher.
Okay. Well, that's not entirely fair.
There you go. Oh, man. Dateline, Florida for story number two. This person is going to hell.
Oh?
Hell.
Now, in a handbasket?
If you believe in that sort of thing.
You didn't answer my handbasket question. It was a funny comment.
It's interesting that you should mention a handbasket because on Easter, somebody got gypped out of using a handbasket to collect their Easter eggs because a scammer put out flyers for the Egg My Yard service, collected money from people in this neighborhood in Orlando, and then did not make with the eggs on the overnight on Easter morning.
So I guess they're going to hell in a handbasket.
Exactly. Exactly. They promised, they said for a certain, I mean, I don't know what parent can't go out and throw some eggs in their backyard, fill them with candy, and you're good to go. But apparently that is a service where people come and set up your eggs for you for your Easter egg hunt.
Pathetic. That's the absolute height of laziness. And not even that. You have zero sense of fun.
Zero creativity.
The whole point of that is it's just as fun to hide the eggs.
Yeah, of course.
For the egg hider.
Well,
we would always hide an egg in the grill.
Of course.
It was always classic spots. There was one in the gutter.
Of course.
We used to have extra parking cones that we used for wiffle ball bases. You would put one under the parking cone.
Well, the Venmo account tied to the flyer got deleted immediately, and nobody knows where the money went. I think it went towards goods to celebrate 420 myself.
One time my dad put one in the muffler of the car.
Yeah.
How good was that? And the car was in the driveway and he put it in a muffler. It was phenomenal.
Did somebody forget and start it up?
You know, my brother start up in my face.
I found three of them around the yard yesterday from the kids not finding them. And now Dateline Outer Space for story number three. Astronomers have this news for us. They say forget going back to the moon. A group of astronomers say forget going to Mars. It's Uranus that should be priority.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very important news from science because astronomers are saying now that probing Uranus should be a top priority for NASA and that we should stop putting it off and go for it already because we have still not studied Uranus in depth.
Oh, boy.
They want to create, this group of scientists want to create something called the Uranus Orbiter and Probe.
Okay, do they have to use probe? I know it's the name of the damn planet, but do they have to use probe when they're not? Are these scientists so nerdy?
Yes,
so
they do.
So stupid that they don't recognize
Uranus Orbiter and Probe would orbit around Uranus a number of times, collect data, and then carefully drop a probe into Uranus's atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
They say this scientific probing of Uranus mm-hmm. could unlock all kinds of secrets hidden by the clouds that cover Uranus.
Okay.
For example, we still don't know what's in there.
That's disgusting. This entire topic is disgusting. And sometimes these scientists
It's outer space, David.
They're sitting there. They're looking through the
NASA.
They're sitting there, they're looking through the telescope for 9 hours, and they don't realize that these little nerds, they're using lingo, using things that make them look silly.
Without proper funding, they say,
yes,
this project will not happen quickly. It could take a while. If we get started now, we could be probing Uranus in about 10 years.
Oh, God. Someone needs to help them with their statements. They need to get... Somebody needs to help them with their statements.
I don't know about you, but I stand with science on this one.
I don't. Not on this. I'm out.
That's the No Sweat News for today. We'll see you on Friday for Five Finger Death Punch tickets on the No Sweat News Quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.